No, there was only one fund. It was the county clerk's fund. There was no such thing as the elections fund. And the county clerks in the state said, why don't we separate that, because elections is a function that takes care of everybody. It was an obvious way to get bigger budget. We got the state auditor's office to change the budget forms. I remember because I was on the state budget committee. And that's where that came from. But it is still an extension of the county clerk's budget.
But we can't, we can recommend, we can't budget. Okay, I think at this point we need to look back at the other budget, such as budget 102, where she has budgeted a payroll election worker. This is, if you look at 102, she's budgeted two people there. If you go to 103, she's also budgeted two people there. And plus, three people. But if you read the notes in the left column of description, it says we need this person if we have a payroll clerk, we don't need this line item. So she's only asking for three people total. She's got five written down, but she's saying, I only need three. That's what she's saying in these rows.
Okay.
Not saying that we're giving three. I'm just saying that's the...
I understand.
How the budget...
I understand what you're saying. But what I see is, when you combine the two of these, she's asking for 10. If you do away with two, you're asking for 8. Which would be an increase over existing staff of
3. Right?
No. More. She's got 3 plus a grants person. Right?
Just 3. Oh, yeah, the part-time grants.
Mm-hmm. So that's a 4, 3.5.
We need to, the grants person needs to stay in, and that I thought that was going to be paid for out of
a special
fund. Separate. That's
separate.
No, that's not here, is it?
Uh-uh.
Those revenues are not budgeted.
It's contract labor, she pays it directly.
Have Jillian ask the auditor's office for a copy of the budget for that grant. It has to be set up in a fund. That's the law.
I'll ask the auditor.
So there's a fund that's missing.
So, Rick,
that grant should be in one of the, or in one of these budgets.
Need the grant budget pays for
and ask Donna which budget she wants that put in. If she wants it in the...
Well, let's see if we get that first.
Elections thing. Budget.
Grant.
Clerk's budget.
It's going to have to go in the special because she's using it personally.
I don't know what her thinking is.
She's using it for everything, isn't she?
No.
Just elections, right? Well, I said elections. Voter registration, probably.
Oh, I said voter registration.
It's just that we, when you have employees and you're going to pay employees, even if it's a grant, like we do other grants, we put it in. All right, but I want us to go through this, if that's all right, if that's what we're going to look at right now. Just to add them so that I'm... so that I know. In the clerks 102 budget, I count 7 people. Staff. In the clerks 103 account, I count 3 staff. And not budgeted under grant, I count 1 staff. And in the 400 elections count, I count partial staff. So what I see is requests in the budgets that she's presented, 11 full-time, well, she hasn't presented that, but I'm adding that in because it is a staff person. 11 plus the partial staff that's in the 400 account. So we have 11 FTEs. Last year we approved 3.
Well, I don't think it's 11.
Hold on. Last year we approved 3.
Okay.
I admit that in either budget, she's saying,
two.
You can take 2 out of one budget or the other.
Correct.
Based upon accounts payable and payroll.
Right.
So if we were to subtract 2 from the 11 full-time, it leaves 9.
Correct.
Last year we approved 3. Or this year we approved 3 for 2011.
Two, three. I'm not getting
that same. I'm not. Hold on.
Oh, it's just got, the budget, so.
I got 3 in department 103.
That's correct.
In 104, I show. Not 104.
102.
102 went the wrong tab. I show 2 addition plus the. Okay, hold on. Angie. Why did she budget Jim Hughes back in there?
She didn't.
It's in my budget.
Yeah, it's just the line item. She's going to replace it with someone else.
So she's asking for, in that department, she's asking for 3 new there. So that's new, and then plus the existing 1, 2. One, two, three, four. She says she has 4 now. That's not true, is it? She's asking for 2 new people. I'm sorry. I'm almost there, Ron.
No, I just need to know what you're counting as on 102. And what makes it very simple is...
Okay, 102, she's asking for 4 new ones on that budget with the existing 3 that we approved.
So it's a total of? Employees, FTEs.
So 13. No. 3 plus 4 plus 3. That's 10.
I get 11.
So you count the use line because she's really...
Yeah, but she's asking for it. I'm looking at the right-hand side, and I'm counting the
number... Are you counting Donna?
No.
Angie?
But don't you just have it by lines on what's requested? I do here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've got names.
Well, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pretty, I mean...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Okay, that's 7 salaries that she's asking for.
Correct. 3 existing, 4 new. 7. I agree.
Okay, now turn over to elections.
Which is
103.
I showed 1, 2, 3 there.
Okay.
That's 10.
That's 10. Okay. Then you've got a grant that's covered another one full time.
I wasn't counting the grant because it's a wash.
But it's an employee. And it's a full time employee.
It's part time.
Part time employee.
It's part time?
Yeah.
What are the hours?
How many? 11 to 3.
Yeah, right. 4 hours a week.
5.
4 hours a day. Is it 4 or 5? It's 20 hours a week,
four.
I think.
You're right, 20 hours. Well, she only works 4 days.
Okay.
So half. We'll say.
She's like doing voter registration cards like that, right?
Right. Okay.
So we get 10 and a half.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta subtract 2 of those. Because they're doubled up.
Not if we send them over there. But yes, I agree.
That's a significant increase in staff for an election year. I understand the need. Just don't know if it's that big.
I never increase staff very much. You know why?
Why, Ron?
No, I don't either. I just wonder. Because we had multiple responsibilities in the office that no longer exist. So I had a staff at the end when I left of 5. But we had accounts payable with payroll. The clerk was the budget officer. We had all the school records and took care of all that. I don't know where they are anymore, but we had a ton of things that disappeared when other positions were created. But yes, it's significant. I need to question, I guess we need to go back and see what we utilized as judges in 2008. Because we're asking for $20,000 more in that particular line over what we utilized in 2010. It's a lot.
Would you come up with 10.5 minus 2?
Yep.
And we currently have 3.5. Okay.
What did she work with the last presidential election?
We don't have that here.
Well, I mean, like, you know,
I might have that. If I go to last year's budget and pull up 2008 actuals, which is last presidential election, I can tell you. In 2008, there was no salaries came out of 400, and 400 didn't pay for any salaries in 08, by the way. In 08,
I'm not sure that fund, well, it might have existed. Yeah,
they paid 61,000 election judges.
Hold on.
In 08,
just hold on, just for a second.
Holding.
61. Oh, wow.
Okay, no salaries in that department. And then in 08, salaries were, give me 1 second here. 1, 2. What is that? They didn't the first ever work in that department.
I'm going to tell them I'm going to continue after I'm back to the restroom.
I think it was 5.5 or 6 that worked that election.
We don't have the detail. All we have is $161,000 in salaries were spent in 2008. If I'm doing my math, it's approximately 4 people.
Well, I don't know whether I can just Jim and Karen, Cindy, and Carol. And the other person might have been.
I show, let me just give you, I'll do it one more time. I show Angie, Shirley, Cindy, Laura Lee worked a little bit, and Karen Hughes, and Jim Hughes.
It's 5.5.
Carol Williams. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5.
That's what I remember.
5.5 is right.
And she's asking for 8.5 this time.
Correct.
Well, that's the point of discussion. Just need to write that down. And what the difference is, I mean, what she considers the difference to be. what I recollect now. Is there any rent or anything corresponding with new polling places or?
Ron, 2008, she had 5.5 employees. The presidential election total out of all three funds. If there, I don't know if 400 was, it shows no, 400 was, did exist, but anyway.
Well, prior to the budget in 2011, she had 5.
Well, 5.5 is what she worked for the presidential election.
I believe that we need to create a line within other expense. We have 4 jailers who may or may not stay based upon revenues. That's entirely what that is.
Right.
That could also be added for temps. It could be an employee pool, whatever line you want to call that. What do you think about that?
Or what do you want to do?
But I think that she has three. She has 3 people now that are, forget the grant. She has 3 people right now. We could put 1.5 in the temp line for the 2012 presidential election and make her pay, or ask her to pay 1 person of the 400 count. That gets her to 5.5, which is reasonable.
Well, I think right now what we need to do is to roll all salary lines back to 0. That shows what we did with every, unless you gentlemen want to go ahead and make decisions now, and that's okay.
I don't want to give an increase in headcount for 1 year task. What I mean is, in 2013, it needs to roll back to 2011 numbers. So if I give it to her, we just got to take it back away.
Well, that's the reason he's asking about the 1.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So do we create the line and put that in there? I mean,
or do we transfer money from 400? Into that account from GCR.
I would rather do it
along with other
revenues. I'd rather just pay
first, I'd rather do it like the first recommendation. I'd rather have an employee pool that would be based upon revenues. Those people could be put into that, but mainly for this other situation that we're talking about down here, where we added the 4
yes.
that could disappear. The next year, you could have an employee pool that's where we have elections and no elections and elections, and you could have an employee pool that's just a dollar amount. You don't have to have the. What do you think? I don't care to let her have 6 people. You said 5.5, and I think that was something that we.
Well, the half is the grant.
This is what they had. 5.5 is what they did in 2008. That's all. All the 5.5 was.
Right. So if we add 2 back, wherever it comes from, we're back to 5.5.
Sure. We're back to 5 on our books.
Right.
And then does she have the ability to hire another half-time person or a person out of one of these other accounts? But that's neither here nor there.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
Your question is, do you want to do that now? Is that what you're suggesting? We still have the question of the increases, and we're going to treat everybody the same. We're not going to treat everybody the same potentially either. I just consistent with what we've already done, I guess, is what I was
suggesting. I would go to Department 103, okay? I would take the two new employees out of there for $20,800. Okay? That's what I would do. Just take the two, those two and take them out. And
you basically have to take them out of both of them.
Well, no, I'm just starting one of the three. We got to start wiping people. I mean, if we're going to reset it back to zero.
Set it back to what it was in 2011.
Minus the increase in election judges, because we got to have election judges budget. We can't. We have to agree that those election judges are going to cost similar to 08.
But both budgets she has added two in each one for clerk services, right?
Yes.
Okay, take those two out.
So in 103.
Or both budgets, and then you end up with a 6.5. Am I right? Or are they the same people?
It could be the same person. I mean,
do you know what I'm saying? We've got 10.5 now.
I know what you're saying. It should never have shown 10.5 people. It should have shown the most 8.5 people. They should have made one decision and said it's either going to 103 or 102.
Yeah.
I say
take both of them out of there.
Then just take them out of this.
Just take both those requests.
Out of 103, then you're saying.
Yeah. Take both those out of there, and then that gets us down to the 6.5.
You all right with that?
My suggestion is to go to what we were in 2011, and then we will work with the officer on what we're going to put back and where we're going to put it.
In 103, you're saying?
Both 103 and 102.
Well, this would be a little...
Not the election judges.
Well, I hear go back to... I'm thinking the total expenses. You're not saying... You're just saying the salary levels.
Yes.
That's fine.
We've done that in every other department.
Well, that's fine. So, zero...
But she has elections, and it is a salary expense. It's just not, they're not full-time employees.
So I show a total of salary expense in 103 of $68,000, which is the judges.
Until we make a change on that.
Which is what she requested, right.
Are you wanting to work through this budget now and make changes on that?
We just have to bring her up here, right?
No, after we make them, then we bring her up.
Okay. If
you want to go through the budget, I'm ready.
We've got time right now. Let's do it. I'm at 103.
What time do we want to stop on?
Well, the thing is at 1 o'clock. I think, right. I've got it right here, 1 o'clock. If you guys want to have lunch, throw in time for that. Drive time.
11:30. Got another hour and 15 minutes we can keep on going. Is that all right with you?
It's fine with me.
Okay,
you're going over also, aren't you?
Okay, so...
How long that thing will be? I don't know if it'll be there for...
What's the temp going to be this afternoon?
What is the what?
Temperatures.
Oh.
Better than yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a little brutal. Okay. So we're at 103. Let's talk about 103.
Okay, that's the supplement to 102.
Correct.
All right, I'm there.
We've taken the salaries out. There was three people listed there. And then we have election judges in the salary, which is at $68,000.
We'll set that back to what it was in 08.
Which is 61. Is that all right? I'm good with that. Ron? I mean, Danny, good?
You're setting up the...
Election judges to $61,000.
I don't know whether she's had to give more to get them to set.
I don't know what it is today, but 12 years ago it was like $75, $80 a day, $90 a day. It's gotten more than that now.
Yeah. I think that came through as 120. I believe I've seen that.
118 maybe.
118. Something like that I've seen.
Taking the day out.
Let's start there, and then we're going to have the discussion with
okay.
So 103, we're going to take up the...
103...
Who's Terry?
10-830.
She's the grant?
Mm-hmm. She moved her full-time, or tried to.
So the grant isn't here?
No.
She's trying to move her full-time.
She's trying to move her full-time. What I had a note from Rick was said, but she was not using the grant in 2000, and not using this line item as grant. Is what my note was.
She needs to put in some. We do somewhere for paying. Is she writing the checks? I wonder if she has a checkbook.
She's writing a check. Contract labor.
She personally writing the check?
No, not personally, but through one of the 400 accounts.
Then no, well, okay.
Not 400.
I don't mind putting that employee in here. The grant should be rolled into revenues, though.
But that's not grant. That request is not grant money.
Okay.
So that's what my notes is.
First total budget is going to be $61,000.
For salary, yes.
Total. Okay. Got it.
Moving on. The next legal notices went from $4,000. Here's Donna's note. Due to redistricting, will not be able to get Canvas out by 2011. What? Due to redistricting, will not be able to get Canvas out by 2011. So she's saying she needs more $14,000, and that's why she needs a $10,000 increase.
For legal notices?
Yes.
I'm lost here, so. Legal notices are what you run in the newspaper.
Correct. You're saying she's going to have to do more of those because she can't get the Canvas out by 2011. What is the Canvas?
You send the mail out. You just sit down and do it. And she's talking about because of redistricting. And she was thinking she was going to be changing 20,000 people. What she's going to be changing is like three.
Yeah, 3,000 to 5,000 total. Probably three, right.
Within a week. 2 days.
I think we'd probably reduce that
to 6,000.
I'll be fine with that. 6,000. Changing that line item to 6,000. Making a note that we've made it changed. Okay.
Postage, we approved 10 and 11.
Okay, let me tell you why. There's a note here. Let me finish writing it. Only affecting.
Now, what did you change legal notices to?
6,000. Okay. According to what Donna has written in the notes section of this, Donna says last presidential election she used $16,267.74.
I wonder what that was for.
That's what the line item was in 2008. That's why she requested 17.
Okay.
That's what's her rationale.
Supplies and freight.
She went to $125. Oh, supplies and freight. From $17,000 to $80,000. Are we buying ballots? Is that what the deal is? Let me go to...
She shows the actuals in 2010 is $76,000.
In the...
I don't understand that.
Supplies and freight in 2008, according to this budget, Department 103, she spent... a total of $71,537. Is it ballots?
Must be.
Anyway, she spent $71,000 in 2008. So she's asking for
$80,000.
Sounds justified.
Well, based upon what's been spent.
Correct.
So we're going to have to do a in-depth study of what company we're working with, what's been bid, what hasn't been bid, why we're paying these exorbitant rates as far as I'm concerned.
I need to double check this amount spent. Let me make a note. 2008 TC. Gotcha.
Jim, have you got a pull up of that actual budget she had in 2008?
I have it.
Okay, then how does it compare with all these numbers down through here on expenses? We know this one's going to be up some, but...
Let me just pull the whole web up here and I'll pull you. In 2008, she spent in elections $182,762. That's what she spent in 08 in this fund. In 103, she spent $182,762. Right now, she's requesting
$194,000. I don't understand all that. Shocked. I don't understand. And that's just a big question. I know you guys want to work on this, but I think we'd better just go line by line with her, as we call her now. Because I don't know how we work on this without, it doesn't make any justification for these lines.
So maybe sure. Donna is requesting a $10,000 copier in Department 103. $10,000 increase is because of a copier. Not saying she doesn't need it, but we are going to pull all the equipment out. And then we can evaluate what copier needs are. And like we've done at all the other departments we're talking about. So that's something that will come out.
Take it out?
Well, we haven't started that process yet. Because once I start it, it's going to be a little bit.
So you got an equipment purchase of $10,006. You think that you're just going to pull that out and put it somewhere else?
It's a copier for elections. Wouldn't be for her office.
Probably for her office. Yes, Dan, what we talked about yesterday is, remember we pulled all the expenses out? Well, they put them all back in this year. Every department's asked the equipment.
I want to have a, speaking of equipment, I want to have a discussion with the county commission regarding equipment that's in the different offices and copiers. Because we are paying way, 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 way more than if we just had a lease agreement with a large company that provided the machines. It includes all the toner. We are paying thousands more a year than we should be. Just throughout the system, do a complete thing.
I agree.
Okay, I've circled that. Maintenance fee is probably for existing equipment, plus it's got to be on the voting machines.
Right.
Mileage, training. I would say in mileage, why don't we put that back to what we had in, 2010 is 13, make it 1,500.
For mileage?
I heard you, Dan, but we're almost done.
1,500?
Yes.
Instead of 2,350?
Right.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. If we go to 102.
Okay.
As tradition, we need to pull those two employees out, the very bottom two, the payroll account, election worker and election worker there.
Well, if we just go back to what the figure was in 2011, that would be the same that we've done in other offices. 116, 515, 16.
Okay, so let me just zero those out then. Okay, that still doesn't add up. Did someone get an increase?
Sure.
She gave increases too in this. No? Gosh. Just for the sake of, I'm just going to type over. We're talking about the same number, so.
All right, well, we're going to come back to it. I don't have any problem with office expense.
It's still a $20,000 net increase in this department. Professional services, she is budgeting $23,000 professional services. She is budgeting maintenance fees for Mass 90.
What? She doesn't have Mass 90.
That would probably extend to $23,000. Mm-hmm. Unless there's programming fees with...
Where is that?
Second page.
102.50-052.
$102.50-042.
It's $23,000. She spent $780.
Right. We budgeted $23,000 to $1,000 or $2,000.
Well, I don't know if she, I'd move it to $1,000. until I understand what that is.
Okay.
I don't have an explanation, so I can't really...
I would move the 4,600 to zero.
Correct.
I'm going to make a note. All training, there's no training here, but all training, even if we put in the other one, when we get to that point, needs to be moved over to that. That should utilize that special fund. That's what it was for.
Okay, now the new subtotal is 122,195, which is basically $60 increase.
122,195 and 60 cents. Thank you.
We obviously are going to have a discussion with the clerk because we have lots of questions.
And we're going to do that. We will have to schedule that. Come back to 101.
That's us.
Yes. Move the salaries back to 207,104.
207,104.
The office expense is $100 less than what it was requested in 2011. Now that's just straight line sticking numbers in, guys.
We reduced our training expense. I don't know if we need to do that. We're still going to have training this coming year, guys. The reason it was low this year is because we didn't go to Tantara. We didn't go to Jeff City.
I don't see it lowered on my sheet.
My sheet's lowered to 4,500.
Oh, it's 18,000.
No, that's mileage.
Oh. You're right.
So we need to go back to 8,000, don't you think?
Yes. Especially since, maybe more, since you spent 7,500. 2010, 8,200.
Well, the only reason it was low is because we got snowed out in February. Otherwise, we would have spent.
Well, it's this and it, or any other training that's,
right.
that's given.
So, and
training for staff.
Correct. All right. So, dues and conferences is up. So I show a new subtotal of 256,754.
Is the drug screening, should that come through here? Through
should go to
HR.
Should HR. We'll make a note of that and need to move that.
Just mark through it here.
Well, I'm just...
Yeah, make it a zero.
Yes.
Make it a zero. I'll do that right now. Control. C. HR is what department, Ron?
Human resources.
129. I'm
going to
put that in here.
Make a note here also.
How funny is that? I cut and paste the wrong file. We put 8,000 for that number.
Pardon?
It was 8,000 for that number.
I have 3 in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it 3,000? Oh, you're right. You're right. I was looking at something else. Zero that out. And Thank you. Okay. The total I show of that of 101 is 253,754.
253,754,
correct.
Okay.
And the formulas all check out, so we're good.
Okay.
I do have a question about this real fast, gentlemen. In department, if you were looking at your tab 128, go to department 128. Okay. We have a staffer at 128.10-110. There's a
got it
there. I think we maybe got we didn't subtract somewhere else because you got there, okay? And then we go to
yes, we haven't. But we've got the line that's going to be replaced. That was a position that was in budget in 11.
I know where I was going to look. If you go to Department 127,
okay,
we added one there too.
Actually, yes.
Are we one too many? Because that's... Can I use names? If I use names, I need to turn this off.
I think that we have three in place for 2011, and we have three in place there now. Not the way I look at it.
Oh, in that department, yes. But overall, it's...